A year ago tomorrow, Melbourne lost one of the jewels of this city in Sisto Malaspina, who lovingly built one of the most precious places that so many of us have loved going to and continue to love going to in Pellegrini's. He built it with another very special Melburnian, Nino Pangrazio, and today Nino will be hanging up his apron. Nino joins us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Firstly, congratulations on what has been such a special and wonderful business as Pellegrini's, and how important it's been to all of us. It's been such a contribution.
Thank you. Yes, it's been a wonderful part of our life, Sisto and I.
How many years ago did you first start serving up your plates of bolognese?
1974, I bought the business from the Pellegrini brothers. And of course, needed somebody else, so I immediately rang Sisto and said, "Sisto, I'm buying Pellegrini's and you're coming in as a partner." And the rest is history.
And the rest is a beautiful history.
It is a beautiful history.
Nino, for you this weekend, for all of us, it's with a great heavy heart that we remember the loss of Sisto.
Yes.
How is it for you?
Oh, well, it's been a traumatic year, as you can well imagine. I miss him greatly. He was an amazing friend and amazing business partner. As said, like pepper and salt, we were always together. He was a wonderful man. He's missed by me greatly, greatly, plus all of the population of Melbourne.
All these years, serving up so many lunch rushes and such, you've met some remarkable people who've come in there. You've served food to celebrities and everyone. What's your favourite memory?
Oh, favourite member. So, I mean, there's so many. It's hard. Billy Joel, Justin Bieber. Yes.
Nino, we didn't know you were going to say Justin Bieber.
Yes. The Italian singers. Who else have we had in? Oh, Jimmy Barnes is a regular. And the Rabbitohs King.
Oh, yes,
Russell Crowe.
Russell. Mm-hmm.
He's a regular whenever he's in Melbourne, and he was a great supporter of Sisto and me. After Sisto went, he was great support for Pellegrini's. He loves coming in, hands out Rabbitohs caps to everybody and so on and so forth. But no, it's been a wonderful life. It's given us a really, really wonderful life.
Nino, obviously all of those famous people that have come in have really made it really special. But I know, and we have heard across this station, people calling in about the love that you and Sisto gave them when they came in. Everyone felt special. How's it been for you to say goodbye to some of those regulars and some
of
those people that you've...
Well, it's not goodbye just yet, unfortunately. There's still a few hiccups with the contracts. So it looks like another week or so for me.
Okay.
Is this something that you think you're going to miss, though? The daily shuffle of, getting up and working in a kitchen and being a part of that rush that comes in every day? Or are you looking forward to just a bit of peace and quiet and getting someone else to serve you lunch for once?
Sammy, that's interesting. No, I will miss it greatly because I enjoy it. I love people. Brought up in food all my life, and this is just another part of it, but the biggest part of it. But I've got things to do after I leave. The Rebels Rugby Club, I'll go down and do a little bit of volunteer work with them and other various things, the Salvation Army, the Paran Mission and things like that.
So people, there's a couple more weeks now for people to come in and pay their respects and say goodbye to you and shake your hand.
Yes.
Wonderful. And are you going to finally share your secret to the perfect pasta?
No. Oh, no, that's a big secret. Perfect pasta and perfect granita.
Oh, of course.
That granita, oh, the thing of legends, it really is.
There's going to be everyone around Melbourne will be thinking about Sisto tomorrow. We've been talking about it a little while, wearing neckerchiefs tomorrow. What do you plan to do?
Tomorrow, well, I'll be at work.
Yeah.
And then but David, Sisto's son, he came in last Monday and like a hand in glove he is.
Aww.
He's been amazing. He's really enjoyed it. He's introduced himself to many, many customers, chats to them, works, makes coffees, serves food, but he's a really, really nice boy.
Wonderful. Pellegrini's will live on, of course it will, in our hearts and forevermore. Nino,
and our bellies, yeah.
Your contribution, we thank you so much for it. And, of course, our hearts and our minds are with you over this weekend as
thank
well.
Thank you very, very much.
Nino Pangrazio there, co-owner and, a business
institution?
Owner. Institution. The duo that was Sisto and Nino is so special for all of us. Thank you so much for joining us and Pellegrini's. And as we just heard then, a couple more weeks for Nino.
So go down, say goodbye, thank him for all the wonderful food and all the wonderful company over the years.